Are You a Delusional Masker? By Dr. Eric Plasker. This article will identify 9 signs that you may be a delusional masker, as outlined by a leading pediatric and adolescent psychiatrist. Before we get into these characteristics, here is some obvious and not so obvious background information, and know that my intention is truth, love, and healing, not judgment. Masks are creating a serious mental health crisis in our country and around the world. Opinions are dividing families, breaking up marriages, destroying sibling and friend relationships, increasing the risk of suicide, and damaging the environment. Everyone has an opinion about masks, but is there any real science that says that masks are effective? A new CDC report reveals that mask mandates only lowered the COVID-19 cases and death growth rate by 1.32% during the first 100 days after the mask policy was implemented. This is a horrible result considering the cultural, family, and friendship divides that have been created over what is now being considered by many as an unscientific cult. Unfortunately for many, their fears of getting sick and dying from the virus have grown to the point of mental illness. I recently met Dr. Mark McDonald at an event in Atlanta, and we talked about this issue. I believe that his expertise and perspective may be the most important conversation for our country right now. Dr. Mark McDonald, pediatric and adolescent psychiatrist, says we are creating mass delusional psychosis. When you understand the definition and true nature of the condition of delusional psychosis, you will not blow past this message. You will take it very, very seriously, especially if you care about children. I asked him if he would sit down with me for an interview. It was a very powerful conversation. I used as a reference for my interview a few key points that Dr. McDonald made in his article that appeared in evmagazine.com. Key characteristics of delusional psychosis: a delusion is a fixed false belief that's contrary to reality. Delusional psychosis achieves nothing useful in reality. Delusional people seek to control how others perceive reality. You have to conform to their fake reality, or else. After the interview, I asked Dr. McDonald to define the specific characteristics of a delusional masker. Here are the 9 characteristics of a delusional masker, according to Dr. McDonald. You cover your face when you're alone, indoors and out, while exercising, or while driving. You fear others who aren't wearing masks, while you yourself wear a mask. You believe that covering your face protects you from respiratory viruses, but doesn't compromise your immune system function. You believe that my mask protects you and your mask protects me. You wear 2, 3, or 4 masks, because more is better. You insist that a 3-micron gap can block a 0.1-micron virus. You chase after people on the street and get in their face for not wearing a mask outdoors. You believe a mask will save your life, but vitamin D, zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and ivermectin will kill you. You require your child to wear a mask rather than allow him or her to rely on their immune system. If you are a delusional masker, you are at risk of an intractable anxiety disorder, child abuse, impetigo, tooth decay, cardiovascular disease, a compromised immune system, and hypoxia-induced neurologic injury, depression from social isolation, loss of intimacy, social ostracization. If you constantly wear a mask and feel deep down that it is not right, you may be ready to leave your mask at home or stick it in your pocket in cases of emergency. If you think you may be a delusional masker, seek out psychiatric help and rehabilitation immediately. Dr. McDonald can be reached at his office in Los Angeles. If you are feeling stress affecting you physically, consider exploring our 100-year lifestyle network for a chiropractor near you.